You thought you knew Aaron and Olivia, didn't you? Well, you don't know the real them until now. It's time for the truth to come out. Oh, sure, they might put on a show for you, pretending that they're just fun, wholesome podcast hosts, delivering educational, yet also entertaining podcast content around the world. Well, we know the truth now. What you are about to hear are the results of thousands of hours of hacking into their cyber defenses. I was able to obtain access to these secret files. What you are about to hear is what these two are really like when they think nobody else is listening. And it turns out that when they let the mask slip, they're not so wholesome after all. But why don't you have a listen for yourself? It won't be easy, but people need to know. We must bring these two-faced scoundrels to the ground. These are the Weird Medieval Guys outtakes. Listen at your own risk.
Yo, 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 what up, dog? It's your boy Aaron coming at you with the coldest episode of the Weird Medieval Guys podcast ever recorded on film.
Yes, that's right. We've been recording these to a tape recorder the whole time.
Now I'm thinking about, like, I got spooky Arctic shit on the brain, right?
Yeah, we should make this like a lost media. What?
Yes! Oh my god! Oh my god! Oh my god! Okay, what? So this is gonna be hat on a hat. But there needs to be an introduction to this episode.
No, we can't do a whole...
Yes, we can.
We can't do a cold open the cold open.
We can't. No. This tape was found by Arctic explorers.
No.
Yes, we're doing a cold open for the cold open. I said it's the coldest open we've ever done.
Okay, but you have to do a transatlantic accent when you introduce it.
We found these tapes.
Yeah.
In a lockbox, surrounded by three skeletons. I'm saying, there's a cold open for the cold open, which is this is lost media, this is found footage. These tapes, the tapes of this podcast were found in a locked strongbox by Norwegian explorer Hans Schmule.
Found in a hole in Reykjavik.
No, it has to be on the beach.
Yeah.
They found a frigid corpse on the beach in the western settlement of Greenland.
I've returned from my exile in a hole of tapes that I found.
Yes. No, you're on the tape. This is haunted.
Yeah.
That's where we're going.
what weird ghosts.
The story of these podcasters.
All right, you should take it away then.
I'm baffled by my own anthropocentric mode. What am I?
Sorry, say that again. I didn't understand a word of it.
How am I alive and or dead in this situation?
Okay, no, framing, the listeners...
Since you're in the loo, the concept has evolved. It's not...
There is a framing device within the framing device.
Oh my god.
It's turning into Asteroid City.
It's like a frame within the frame.
Yes. So, the episode, including your cold open as a Viking...
said the words lost media.
...is itself an episode of a podcast that was discovered in a strongbox being clutched by a corpse on a Greenlandic beach.
Okay, yeah.
They said it couldn't be done.
The absolute fear of Christ that went through me when you said, speaking of pussies, and then looked me dead in the eye was like... Really? I couldn't even... I don't even know what I was afraid you meant. Hit it, Johnny.
Wait.
Oh my god, you just hit me with foam.
Projectile strongbow. Oh, yes. God. My cousin in the Netherlands was like, have you heard of Fortnite?
It called the van the skibbity toilet, yeah?
Yes, literally. He was like, do you know what HBO Max is? Are you on he asked, do you know what Young Sheldon is? Ooh, like a bit of a vegetation stuck to the bottom of your can.
That's spring, baby.
You just dropped that on my floor.
On your rug.
I mean, you love fucking vegetation.
You're right. Can I offer you some of our traditional Japanese wood gate cider? Made in the Japanese prefecture of... of wood gate.
Would have been a pretty fucking chill life to be a samurai level woman in Edo, Japan, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
Until your husband decides that your entire family needs to die. Sorry, for some
got some wool on you.
Oh, that's all right. Until your husband decides that he and your entire family need to die because he fucked up at work.
Yeah, definitely. That would suck.
Which is basically how I feel when I fuck up at work. My bloodline.
I'm sorry, mother.
My in the first episode of Shogun, one guy messes up at the big meeting, and he's like, "Well, I have to go home and kill my child."
That's called loud quitting.
Wouldn't it be cool to run a D&D campaign that's set in what I am now calling the Weird Medieval Guys universe?
Yes.
Which is to say, imagine the everything about the Middle Ages is the same, but all the weird things they believe are true. Guys with faces in their chests.
Yes.
And you can if you want to play as an orc, that's
when you said that. Weird Medieval Guys extended universe, I thought you meant gay Draculas there.
Oh no, they could be there as well. Okay. It's a combination. Our adventurers go to Dracula's castle. It's good evening. I love penis.
But we need to. I think we need to have a guy with a face on his chest as a character.
Yes, of course.
In an episode of this, because I think we need to have a voice for him. We need to have an excuse to make him a guy.
Oh, I think he would be a sort of baritone, very culture. You want to play against type?
Yeah, that's true.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Charles de Balliol.
Yeah, definitely.
I come from a land far away in the east, or possibly the west.
Yeah, that's good.
Depending on who you ask.
If you go around the earth far enough, it turns out it's all the same. East is west.
You kids aren't ready for that information. You aren't ready for that information, but your kids are gonna love it.
Yes, exactly, because this is the Middle Ages.
And we think the Earth is flat.
Everyone thought the Earth was flat in the Middle Ages.
Except for all the people who, palpably, visibly didn't, because they would draw pictures of the Earth, and it would be round. Should we reflect on that? No.
Should we reflect on gender roles?
Yeah, let's get into our anti-woke Weird Medieval Guys. What's it called?
Oh, by the way, I think...
Oh, no.
What?
I'm just saying oh, no in preparation.
No, I just had a good framing device.
Okay.
I feel like it would be funny if we were anti-woke YouTubers and we were railing against a woke podcast episode we found. And we were like, we're going to play you this podcast episode.
Yes,
so you know how woke it is.
Yes. Sorry, I was enjoying watching. Okay, what's your anti-woke YouTuber name? I have mine.
What are you?
I'm the based man of letters.
Oh, that's really good. I don't know.
We can just go to Twitter and I can find 50 of these men.
Yeah, find me a medieval trad
wife. I'll tell you what I'll
I
go.
Wanna, but I want to be one of those right-wing trad, you know,
I keep forgetting that there's a guy called the Bronze Age Pervert that you're supposed to take seriously.
I know.
He's supposed to be a public intellectual to these people.
Yeah.
the Neolithic sex beast.
Men, what all beasts? Watch us get snared one by one. Only on BBC Burniston. Snare the beast.
Here's a guy called Soldier of Foreskin.
Corn. That's really good.
Corn Groiper. And today we will be. Oh my god, I can't talk anymore.
Yeah, Rat Bald the Bald has possessed your vocal cords.
I'm turning into Bob Dylan.
Hey everybody, welcome to the We Are Medieval Guys podcast. No. We're doing an episode about the Holy Roman Empire.
That's uncanny. It's like he's here with us. Dang.
That mean anything?
Yeah. No, absolutely. Excellent.
Did you catch the very, very, very contemporary, like, subtle contemporary political references?
To Voltron? Yeah. No, I did. I did. I get it. Excellent. Okay.
Shall we bring it home?
Let's bring it home after I eat one Pringle.
Yeah.
Oh, Pringles.
And then eat some sugar. And then we will crack on with dinner.
Yeah.
Because I bet you're starving.
Do you want to go outside for like 10 minutes before
yes,
that?
Let's do
I wouldn't
that.
Mind feeling the. I wouldn't mind feeling the.
Feeling the breeze on my neck!
Feeling the breeze on my neck before I die of consumption.
I'm kind of consuming these chocolates.
Yeah!
Eat some chocolate and then.
And so. He basically makes it the clergy's business to go to these schools to learn the Latin that they need, and to do so, he imports teachers from all around Europe, especially from...
Constantinople?
No.
Oh, fuck!
Ireland. Sorry, I shouldn't have said that in an Irish accent. It was a pretty good Irish pronunciation of Ireland, though, no?
It was all right. Don't push it. That also, it really works. Oh, fuck.
Ireland. Yeah. Well, this is another thing. I mean, this is maybe more comparable to things that are happening in the same time in the West, as opposed to medieval things, but it's a bit like how duels started off as something where you would actually try to kill each other and then just became something where you would pretend to try to kill each other. It was a bit like that, where, like, samurai still had the prestige of being like, I could kill you, but they wouldn't actually do it, because it would probably make people upset.
It's like murder edging.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
This is a serious, legitimate history show. Yo, what up, dog? It's your boy Aaron coming at you with the coldest episode of the Weird Medieval Guys podcast ever recorded on film.
Yes, that's right. We've been recording these to a tape recorder the whole time.
Now I'm thinking about, like, I got spooky Arctic shit on the brain, right?
Yeah, we should make this like a lost media. What?
Yes! Oh my god. Okay, what? So this is gonna be hat on a hat. But there needs to be an introduction to this episode.
No, we can't do a whole...
We can't. No. This tape was found by Arctic explorers.
No.
Yes, we're doing a cold open for the cold open. I said it's the coldest open we've ever done.
Okay, but you have to do a transatlantic accent when you introduce it.
We found these tapes.
Yeah.
In a lockbox, surrounded by three skeletons. I'm saying there's a cold open for the cold open, which is this is lost media. This is found footage. These tapes, the tapes of this podcast were found in a locked strongbox by Norwegian explorer Hans Schmule.
Found in a hole in Reykjavik.
No, it has to be on the beach.
Yeah.
They found a frigid corpse on the beach in the western settlement of Greenland.
I've returned from my exile in a hole with tapes that I found.
Yes. No, you're on the tape. This is haunted.
Yeah.
That's where we're going.
what weird ghosts.
The story of these podcasters.
All right, you should take it away then.
I'm baffled by my own anthropocentric mode. What am I?
Sorry, say that again. I didn't understand a word of it.
How am I alive and or dead in this situation?
Okay, no, framing, the listeners...
Since you're in the loo, the concept has evolved. That's not...
There is a framing device within the framing device.
Oh my God.
It's turning into Asteroid City.
It's like a frame within the frame.
Yes. So, the episode, including your cold open as a Viking...
said the words lost media.
...is itself an episode of a podcast that was discovered in a strong box being clutched by a corpse on a Greenlandic beach.
Okay, yeah.
The fate of these podcasters has never been determined.
But it's a Viking. No, it's not a podcast. It's just like a tape or whatever.
Oh, yeah. The fate of the people in this tape remains a debate for historians to this day.
I like the idea that he had an iPod clone. he's got Bluetooth headphones,
yes,
you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
And Joe, you're the narrator.
You're the narrator of the next
bit. Wait. Should I narrate this? So, for this episode of the podcast...
It's not a podcast.
This is the real framing device, which is me explaining what we're doing here. There's levels to it. I'm doing something.
So we're on level one. There's level one.
Which is reality.
Which is that this was on a tape... that was found in the clutches of a hundreds of year old corpse on a beach in Greenland. Shut up. And then
to be clear, like,
we
didn't
play
actually
it.
Happen.
Well,
that's not reality.
No, because we're not dead.
Oh, that's good to know.
In real life. Then there's level two, which is your bit about come to Greenland. It's great. And then there's the podcast.
So it's like Blair Witch.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Because it's like we got to get that kind of like the underlying horror of the arc.
Yeah.
Are you tired?
The accent's slipping.
I need spaghetti. Okay. Wait.
Bork.
Swedish meatballs, except I'm from Iceland. Are you?
Watch the Will Ferrell Eurovision movie.
Oh, God.
Hurdy Gurdy.
Like it's 2.5 hours long.
I don't know what movie you're talking about.
It's like Eurovision, the film, the movie.
Yeah.
Wow.
Are you tired of constant feuding? I've done the posh guy accent. Hurdy good. Are you tired of constant feuding? Sheep herding getting you down. Tired of living in a country that has a sad name like Iceland? Come to Greenland.
Give me that last line. You're killing it. Give me that one clean.
Which one?
Come to Greenland.
Come, wait, hurdy-gurdy, come. If you want a better life, you have to come to Greenland. That's right, the all-new settlement.
It's great, this is great.
I'm not sure I can do this.
No, it's brilliant. We are inoculated, we've done it like 20 times.
Yeah, exactly. You just have to, at some point, just, you know, point at one of us and make us say something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can conduct us.
Yeah.
I'm Leif Erikson.
Hurdy-gurdy.
I'm Leif Erikson, and I'm here to tell you that life can be better. You there, emancipated child.
Me?
Yes.
Are you talking to me? Hang on, let me get that clean.
That's right, Victorian orphan.
Are you talking to me, governor? That's incomprehensible. One last time. Oh, are you talking to me?
That's right. I'm here to tell you about the hot new city, Western Settlement. You thought Eastern Settlement had it going on. The all-new Western Settlement.
That was just amazing.
Now, with all new activities, clubbing, seals, and disco, bay. This is going to be a Frankenstein monster in it. I'm so sorry, Aaron. It's like,
it'll be worth it.
Get about two words out.
Will I get to grow up to be a walrus hunter like me father?
I can't guarantee that you'll survive the trip over. But if you do, I can't guarantee that you won't die of starvation. But if you don't...
Or die of walrus?
Yes. I'm Leif Erikson, and there is a gas leak in this recording studio.
And his name is Joe Mason.
Hurdy gurdy. I'm doing the voice now.
Okay.
Are you excited to go clubbing, little boy?
I feel right up for it, I do.
Take this stick and come with me to Greenland. The hot new place. Important note, ingesting Greenland may cause slow death by freezing, fast death by drowning, ice flows, flowing ice, involuntary combustion, voluntary combustion, bells bonging, self-inflicted harpoon injuries, traveling to America.
Inuit-inflicted harpoon injuries.
Getting kidnapped, possibly. Disappearing from the face of the earth with no clear reason why or how.
That's a good closing.
Wait, we just need to talk to your Althing about why Greenland might be right for you.
Yeah. Talk about your local Althing representative.
Yeah.
Here today I have hurdy gurdy. Here hurdy gurdy. We have here our local Althing representative to talk to you about the many benefits. Wait, no. Talk to your representative. Talk to your law speaker today.
Oh, that was amazing.
Well done.
I'm going to be thinking about clubbing seals.
I'm going to get banned from traveling to the country of Iceland.
You know, you're putting them on the map.
All right. Oh, there's so many more options. There's so many more jokes.
There is. It's just like, do you want the sun to not set for 6 months a year?
Do you want the sun to set for 6 months a year?
Get an amazing suntan and then lose it slowly.
Are you tired of not seeing your wife's beautiful face 24 hours a day? Are you tired of seeing your husband's ugly face 24 hours a day? Well, I have the solution for you. Greenland.
Come to Greenland. Maybe get eaten by a bear.
All right.
Nice.
Let's take it away.
I think it represents a great, like, sense of restraint by the Inuit. They never, like, went after, you know, killing a Norse guy. They never just turned him into, like, toys and stuff or combs.
I mean, that's
what I'd do.
That's probably like bad vibes though.
Yeah, that's true. That's the sort of thing that would happen on the Terror.
I think it's quite rare for any culture to be like, let's make things out of human bodies.
Yeah.
And if you do
it's
normally a sign of great respect.
People are always turning fucking skulls into cups. Fuck you.
Yeah, but then you're like
the Avar.
You're like, I love this guy so much.
I want to drink it out of his head every day.
I'm so glad that we could have been really good friends.
But now his brain will just infect my wine.
Wow, you want
that's a great point, Joe.
You want to drink wine out of a man's head? A bit sus. What's that?
That's
about?
Pretty gay.
Fuck's sake.
And action.
Welcome back to the Weird Medieval Guys podcast. This is going to be our coldest episode yet.
I'm freezing.
Somebody's like being a bin man, I guess.
I'm sensing a tone in your voice that you don't respect bin men and secretaries.
No, that was the absolute opposite. Trying to convey.
Cool.
I think you've told on your own prejudices about bin men.
I just started thinking that there was a turn in the word bin man that I...
No.
Okay. Cut all this.
But like, if you don't like bin men...
I think they're...
I will tell everyone.
They do the only important job.
That you're classist.
They do the only important job. I am classist, but... That's a crime. You know that.
What?
I don't know. I thought it's a crime to take pictures of women, but no, it's not. That's not actually true.
That's right.
These days.
These days.
Can't even take pictures of boobs.
What happened in 2016 that was so bad?
Trump and Brexit.
Yeah. Doesn't really have anything on Constantinople and the end of the Hundred Years' War.
Folks, it's terrible. It's terrible.
Folks, the Muslims.
Okay, hang on. I have to find it. This is not going in the direction. Folks, my brother, the emperor, he signed a terrible deal. A terrible deal with Murad. We're going to get a better deal. We're going to send my good friend, Orhan Chalabi. He's going to be the new Sultan.
Yes.
And they're going to be very fair to us at last.
Yes. Hell yes. Folks, we're going to knock down that wall.
No, because this is Constantine the 11th.
Oh, I know.
We're going to build that wall.
I was doing a Trump is Mehmed.
We're going to do dueling Trumps. we're going to rebuild the great big beautiful walls. The Golden Gate. They say you can't do it. They can't do it. Oh no, Mr. Emperor, the walls are going to fall. And I say, I know a guy. I know a guy, he's Italian.
Folks, we're going to get the biggest cannon you've ever seen in your life. And we're going to make the Hungarians build it. You've never seen a cannon like this. I tell you, when I show people my cannon, they say, wow, that's an incredible cannon.
We're going to be doing very exciting things with Greek fire. We're going to be... They're trying to dig tunnels. We're going to respond very strongly and much faster than many people expect. Many people are saying to me, they're saying, Constantine, why don't you just flee?
Are we still recording?
Yes.
I would not have riffed for that long.
No, this is good. We gotta let the air out. We gotta, like, relax a bit, because we just had some very intense shit.
It is time to release another Outtakes episode.
Constantine! Sorry, they say, Constantine, you can't do it? It's a bad idea. I say, I want to do it. Give me another man.
Huh?
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Looks like I was supposed to connect that to a wider thought. Guess we won't be making that deal.
People are like, wow, your cannon is so impressive. And I tell them, thank you. You should see what it did to its inventor.
I got a couple of big, strong, powerful guys.
Yes.
Look at this Scottish guy. He's so big. He's so scary.
I like those Scottish guys.
French. Up, friends. Up. Sorry. Up, friends. Up. Our Lord has doomed the English at this very hour.
No, stop.
It's terrible.
You can't.
No, we can't stick to this.
We can't make that a bit.
She's like that in my heart.
Yeah.
She got up. That's one for the outtake.
Yeah. Oh, sure. I've been blessed with a... visions of God and angels since I was a teenage girl. That's just what it's like when grow up in a war zone.
Oh, yeah, I've been talking to St. Michael. He says you need to die.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, the Based Man of Letters, back with another episode of This Week in Women. This week, I'm joined by a woman, but one of the good ones. That's right, it's the Modest Milkmaid.
Hi guys, I'm the Modest Milkmaid. I'm really passionate about promoting good women behavior. Women do good things.
Have you found a husband yet?
No.
I love them so much already. I want 100 episodes of this show.
Maybe that was too esoteric.
No, that was perfect.
I hope you like my trad wife voice.
No, it's
trying
brilliant.
To sound as waspy as possible. I'm trying to sound like I have lip fillers.
You sound like you're being racist against me.
No! Okay, right. Go on.
Every week... I'm sorry, let me think about this. That's right, but every week on this show, I like to bring you a slice of what the woke elites are up to. What are the feminazis cooking up this week? Well, this week I've got a real doozy for you folks. We are going to be live reacting to the cringe event of the century, the wokest podcast in historiography.
It's pretty woke.
That's right, Modest Milkmaid.
You can't see it, but my modest milkers are bouncing. Cut that.
Olivia! Why don't you introduce?
Yeah, we found this podcast and you would not believe what these two clowns are talking about. They're trying to rewrite the historical narrative and claim that there was such thing as feminism in the Middle Ages.
That's right. As everybody knows, feminism was invented in 2015 with the release... Oh, sorry, let me try that again.
What's
your one?
Everyone knows that feminism was invented in 2015 when Hillary Clinton declared her intention to run for president.
Shit, that's actually good. I was gonna make a joke about Star Wars The Last Jedi.
Oh.
But that's good because it's... I prefer that one because it's making fun of a different group of people. Anyway, guys, let's jump right into it. We're going to hit play. And don't forget to smash that like and subscribe button. Let's go.
Yeah, I don't have anything to say to that.
I was expecting a milker.
I know.
You've made this bed for yourself.
Wait, no, I've got one.
Yeah, because that's not a strong enough conclusion. I need something.
Oh, wait, my mom listens to some of these episodes.
No, she'll appreciate it. My entire family listens to it.
Okay, that's fair. Okay. Yeah.
You're in character.
I know. No, wait, I just need to formulate the first sentence because I have the punchline. Yeah, I almost feel bad making fun of these guys because they're such clowns. It's like, it's real low-hanging fruit, you know? Unlike my milkers, which tend to sit... I'm recording this, and I'm going to release any political statements you make.
It is plugged in.
What? You want me? No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
You're full of malarkey.
Look.
What?
Oh, God, we're all going to die.
My fucking lamp.
Okay, do you have another light?
Yeah, there's a lamp over there. Will you turn it on?
No, you can access it.
I'm
got
so
shit
tired.
No, we need to fucking move. Oh, my God.
Okay, I'm fine. I'm regular.
Honestly.
How's that?
So one of the fun things about our dynamic is that it always feels like one of us is parenting the other.
Yeah! Gentle parenting. Yeah. You're so right, though.
It just switches back and
forth. Yeah. Oh, fuck. You got us good. Oh, dear. That's going to stay with me. But you're right. And it's a good thing.
Yes. I'm your fun dad.
And I'm your drunk mom.
Scary mom. My scary, abusive mother. No, you're all right. Hey, everybody, it's me. Weird Medieval Guy Fieri.
Hey, everybody, it's me. Joan of Arc.
No, do the voice. The other voice. Oh, well, yeah. It's not looking too hot.
Oh yeah, well, I have to say I did think God was on my side for a little bit there, but now I'm starting to question it, you know?
Oh, it's like Tim Walz himself is in the room.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like I'm watching Fargo.
Say, what do you say we go to Skyline Chili and have some chili from that's where they make the chili? I'm Joan of Arc.
Francis McDormand, is that you? I'm from the Midwest.
Check.
It is kind of a epic game remove to kick all the English people out of your country. Like, you know what St. Patrick did with all the snakes? Sorry, I just like casual racism towards the English. Are you okay?
I'm fine. I'm masculine.
Were you moved to tears by the tragic story of Christine de Pizan's life?
No. No, I was just crying because of all the feminism. It was an allergic reaction.
That's good, because for a second, I thought you were being gay.
I'm not gay.
Yeah, I mean,
Lisa, if I wear the crucifix, I won't have the thoughts.
I need to come up with my joke, sorry.
The milker's joke.
I know.
One final one. I love the idea of ending this episode on objectification. Listen, I think we should just call it there, all right? This was a very cringe podcast, and it was bad. Buy my boner pills.
Yeah, I've heard enough feminist tripe from those clowns.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, well, thank you so much for having me on. I'd love to stay around longer, but I have to go and frolic through some meadows wearing a petticoat like I'm Julie Andrews in The Sound of Music, except with much bigger milkers.
The abject horror of the Black Death.
Oh, yeah. All those boobs. Gone forever. I'll edit that out. We'll put that one in the outtakes episode.